This is Journey Free Podcast, a sacred space with Unique Hershey, a multidimensional one who loves to meet life experiences and conversation. She inspires others to embrace their differences and encourages them to love themselves for the uniqueness that they are. Listen for candid conversations on lifestyle, spirituality, wellness, sexuality, and inspiration. All are welcome to converse, engage, and share. So come catch this vibe because it's a blessing. Hey Journeys, where y'all been? It's Unique and I'm back with another episode. We are on season 3, episode 45. Y'all, we making headway. Let me just say that, okay? I hope that y'all are feeling amazing and doing amazing. I am recording this after having a long day of rest, which is so hard to come by, but tis the season, all right? Contrary to what everybody is telling us about being in action mode, go, go, go mode, and all of that, I just want to say that the winter is a period of hibernation. Just look outside, look at the birds, the trees, the bears, and the bees, baby. They will teach you everything that you need to know. And when I say I came home after going to service, y'all know I haven't been in church in a long, long time, which I am going to definitely do a separate episode, whether here on the podcast or on my YouTube channel at Unique Hershey, around my experience going back to church after I hadn't been going for many, many years now, to be honest. So yeah, that was interesting. However, once I got back home, y'all, I ate a good meal. We got Chipotle today, and for y'all who don't know, I am on day 2 or 3 of being meatless. And so I got a veggie bowl, which was really, really good. I typically get brown rice, half pinto, half black beans. I get the mild salsa, corn, fajitas, guacamole, lettuce, cheese, and it is so good. Get you a tortilla wrap on the side and it slaps. Let me tell you, it slaps real, real good, girl. So I was in my tourist bag today. I ate a really good meal. I got to sing. I came home and the couch was my bestie. Let me just put that out there. We watched a really good movie. It was called Secretariat. If y'all haven't seen it, it's actually based in Virginia, right outside of Richmond. And it is so inspiring. It's a really good movie. If y'all have not seen that one yet, I do recommend. It came out in 2010, but I think that the movie is actually set in the 70s. I just want to say, I love the luxury that's in that movie and throughout that movie, and I love how the main character just dreams so big. Yeah, that part. But that is pretty much a update for me. I was off this weekend. I took 2 days off, which was so unexpected. It came just in this way that was really weird and suddenly, and I had to really challenge myself around my faith as it relates to my finances, me working, and choosing me above all else, and really just listening to my intuitions. Y'all, my manager has really been tripping, in my opinion, right? Because I don't know what she got going on with herself. I don't know if she under a lot of pressure, but she's just been dropping the ball on a whole lot of things. And she took me off a shift for Sunday and I had to go off. Like, why are you doing this? It has been very, very slow after the holidays, y'all. Restaurant industry is just so dead and quiet. And I just had like worries around how I was gonna honestly get through the month. Mind you, last month I received so many financial blessings, so much favor that was just really unexpected. I made the most money last month that I had made in the entirety of 2023. Let me just put that out there. And I felt like I was balling, and I do feel like I made really good decisions with my money around like just squirreling some away for different sinking sinking funds that I had set up for myself, but also being able to love on my family and take a trip, travel, get all my bills paid, everything paid in full. I was happy around that. And then this month, it looks like the polar opposite. It's really, really slow. Like, the fact that I haven't got a check every single week so far in this month is really was messing with my anxiety. And I really had to recenter myself around, like, just having this uncertainty around, like, how things were gonna work out, rather than just believing in the things that I cannot see, that due to the history and the trajectory of how things have been going already, that we are seriously just gonna be okay, even though I don't know how it's coming or where it's coming from. I'm gonna speak on limiting yourself and limiting what God can do in the next podcast episode, but I did want to bring it to y'all attention because I did find myself doing something that at the top of the year I said that I wouldn't do. I found myself chasing a bag. I found myself chasing money, and I had to really sit with myself around, like, wow, you went off because you got a day off, but you're a day off advocate. You literally said a week ago that you are a day off advocate and you love having days off and they make you so happy. So why are you mad? Just have a day off. Like, yeah, you feel like you was undermined and slighted, but there's always a reason and a purpose as to why you're not supposed to show up somewhere and be somewhere. And I really had to sit with that. And ultimately, I woke up that Saturday morning, you guys, and I looked at my schedule and I had been taken off the schedule. It didn't make sense to me. There was going to be a whole service without a bartender. Imagine going to a restaurant that has cocktails and no bartender. And it really just did not click or make sense for me at all. However, I just let it be, right? Because it's just like, I can't be everywhere all at once. I cannot be running a business or a building that I am not being paid salary for, even though I'm well equipped to do this job. I kind of gotta let people make their own mistakes and sit with the mess that they made for themselves. And when they're sloppy, I have to allow them to sit with that and not feel like I have to jump to their beck and call to save them from their mess. And this has been so hard, okay, y'all. I have this like martyr complex at times where I just want to be Jesus' daughter, hashtag Captain Save a Ho. And I really just have to be okay with being in a space where I can just mind my business and let people dig their own holes and be in those holes, right? Because just like, there's only so much that I can do before this starts tanking on my mental health, before this starts exerting too much stress from me and for me that I just don't have space and time for in my life. And so with that being said, I just was like, look, see it as an opportunity to do something that you love and enjoy. And you know what we did? Baby, I slept in. I got in my car. I packed my family up. And we took a cute little getaway trip up to Northern Virginia. Linked up with the fam bam. Had a good meal. And we drove back home. And I love a cute little one day getaway where we take a drive and just let the road and be on the road, see the sights and sounds, get up out my city, get up out my town, and just really have an opportunity to see something different and experience something different. And sometimes you don't even need like too much to be able to switch up your environment and see something different, see something new. There's literally so many bordering states and cities and places next to where I live that I still haven't been yet that's available to me to explore. Like, I literally work every single weekend, and so having a weekend off was just so not normal for me. But I had to think, like, how is it that I am going to spend my time? And I did either a prophetic word or a reading around, like, curating your pockets of time accordingly for your days to make them very full and fulfilling for you. And I just took it as an opportunity, like, those people at my job are just gonna have to figure it out without me. I'm gonna take my hands off of this shift. I'm gonna take my hands off of this place and just allow myself to do for Unique and really be able to do the things that I neglect because I hustle so much and I'm chasing the bag so much. And I find that, like, I neglect myself. I find that I neglect my family, my friends, just to get money and just to chase the bag. And I really had to recenter around that and be like, girl, do something for you. Do something light. Do something airy. Have fun. You want to have fun so often, just go and have fun. And so after I had, like, my whole little tower moment and my blow up around her taking me off my shift, I said, eventually I end up just messaging her like, you know what? I'm going to take you up on that. I'm going to go ahead and take Sunday off too. You know, you took my shift for Saturday. I'm going to go ahead and take Sunday off and give myself a whole weekend, right? Because honestly, you guys, I didn't want the drama. I didn't want the stress of what it is that my job have going on. I didn't want to deal with the politics. I love my customers, love them down, but sometimes the environment that I work in, it can be so freaking toxic and just mentally draining that I don't even be wanting to go in there. And so with that being said, I'm definitely in a space where I am considering all my options around new possibilities for me. It's a new year and I don't think that I want to be putting up with old drama. And this is just another aspect of my life that I just need to let it burn, let it burn, let it burn, let it burn. Okay. And so, yeah, I have been pre-planning and pre-making arrangements to set myself up to move into a different direction and just really trying to work on my faith walk around, like, at the end of the day, everything that I need is already out there waiting for me. It's just in a different plane and it's waiting for me to align with it, and it will show up tangibly in my life, but my faith has to be strong in the things that I cannot see. And so, yeah, I wanted to leave y'all with that to start off the podcast. The topic that I want to bring to you guys today is one that I jotted down in my notes, and I'm so happy that I'm able to check off one of the topics that I had come up with in my podcast topics notes. And this one is around when you've neglected to honor yourself. Yes, let's talk about it. This one came up for me after having a therapy session with my counselor, and we were talking about how I revolve my world around the people that's in my life and my jobs, my projects, my podcast, my YouTube channel, but I really don't take time for me. I have also neglected my health tremendously in the aspect of I have not really been taking adequate steps to make sure that I am putting the best things in my body, seeing the best counsel around my body, and advocating for what it is that I desire for myself with the intention of ultimately becoming a person who is very serious about their holistic health. And so with that being said, after having a conversation with her, I started to think of the ways that I have neglected myself and just put so many things ahead of me and allow myself to be on the back burner. I've prioritized my partnership, my work, my friends, making money, being consistent on my channels and the podcast that I really haven't really done, you know, anything with me. You know, the amount of money that I have been spending on myself in the past, it was just like pennies compared to what it was that I put out into other areas and aspects of my life and my lifestyle. And I had to look at that and say, like, wow, your date nights with your partner, that budget exceeds what you allotted for your solo date for yourself. And it's just like, yeah, it's okay to a certain extent until you realize that it's just like, is it that I'm pouring so much into my partnership and I'm not really pouring so much into myself, and assessing how it is that we make these decisions and assessing how it is that I value me and how I see the value of me and what I'm willing to invest in, and how I have this reluctancy around spending money on me. And so the first thing that I did was, yes, of course, I sent out a Christmas list to my family and my friends over the holidays back in November. I got this comment around, like, what adult makes Christmas lists? And I'm just like, me, girl, because I don't want people getting me stuff that I know that it's just going to end up collecting dust. It's going to ultimately be something that I don't want. Let me just show you exactly what it is that I want, so there's no, like, confusion. Maybe that's younger child syndrome, being the youngest, or princess syndrome, or whatever. But I think that having my desires met and getting the things that I want is my birthright. And so all the things that I didn't get over the Christmas holiday, which they really went through that list and showed up and showed out for me, I ain't gonna even kick it. Like, shout out to my friends, shout out to my partner, shout out to the fam bam. Y'all really did y'all thing. But the straggler things that I didn't get, each month I'm picking something from that list and getting it for myself. There's been years of lists that I looked to people to get things for me and they didn't get them, and I didn't even think to get them for myself. And so when we talk about neglecting yourself, that's one example that I can give y'all around, like, what that looks like. Also, in addition to that, I wanted to talk to y'all a little bit about, like, QT time with yourself. Having the extra time in the morning to do a routine, or taking a minute when you get home to just not really delve into all that you have to do after a long work day, but, like, really making space for yourself. So how it is that we are carving out us time is so, so essential and so, so important. And remembering that me time, free time, and available time is three different things, okay? Me time is solo time that you make for yourself. Free time is fair game. You spend it how you want to spend it. Available time is time that you have available to converse, engage, and share you with others, right? And so, yeah, keep that in mind, because I think that a lot of times we kind of get that twisted and try to use those synonymously, and they are not the same. So think of practical ways that y'all can have me time, free time, and available time this week for sure, and start practicing and tuning in on that skill and making sure that y'all are carving out the necessary space that you need for you. Because if you don't show up for yourself, there is no way that you can show up fully for other people. And I think that a lot of us have this mentality of stretching ourselves way too thin, being at the beck and call of the people that's close to us, whether it is off of just having this attitude of people pleasing, wanting to feel like we are enough or worthy because we show up, feeling sorry for the next person for not showing up for them, etc. I want to go into honor and give y'all a definition. Y'all know I can be kind of nerdy at times, and I really wanted to dive into, like, what does honor mean? It's, you think that it's second nature, that you just know exactly what honoring yourself looks like. But if we don't know how honor is defined, we could kind of get lost around what it is that we are to be doing in the intentionality of honoring thyself. So honor can be used as a noun or a verb. As a noun, it means high respect or great esteem. It can also mean adherence to what is right or to a conventional standard of conduct. As a verb, it means regard with great respect or fulfill an obligation or keep an agreement. So using it in a sentence, his portrait hangs in the place of honor, or they honor their parents in all they did, right? Okay, so that is honor defined. And let's talk about like what honoring yourself really, really means, right? I'm gonna go to an article by SK Camille, the Medium. And this is an article titled, Two Ways Honoring Yourself Can Radically Change Your Life. Let's get into it, okay? The epidemic of lack of self-worth. It's hard to feel truly good about yourself, respect yourself in American culture. This society purposely undermines people's sense of worth. People spend more when they feel essentially inadequate, meaningless, and unimportant. They become willing to spend money, time, effort on purchases and activities that make them feel better about themselves and their lives. It's status symbols to prop up a person's ego or makeup and clothes that help them feel attractive and worthy of attention when they don't feel that way without them. It's substances like alcohol, nicotine, caffeine, sugar, and chocolate that people use partly to dull or distract from the terrible feelings of meaningless and of not deserving respect, love, or a good life. As much as capitalism extols individual achievement and ingenuity, it also thrives on a mass of people who feel awful about themselves. And when people don't feel that their own thoughts, beliefs, and values are important, they also become easily led. That might take the form of a person who remains in a passive, compliant role in a relationship, or a citizen who trusts media reports or leader statements without duly vetting them. It's not only society that promotes this lack of self-respect. It can be employers, parents, partners, so-called friends, anyone who wants to keep another person down in order to maintain power over them. And it can be even yourself, who is preventing you from feeling worthy. When you feel that what you do doesn't matter, that you're small and inconsequential, you're letting yourself off the hook in terms of a lot of responsibility and effort without realizing that you're also losing when you choose that. Honoring yourself means recognizing the significance, importance, validity, and sacredness of your own values, thoughts, beliefs, desires, life, and self. Let's sit with that, y'all. That's so good. That's so good. That's beautiful. I wanna stop the article just for a moment, okay? I'm being called to bring y'all into a meditation, and I want to take this minute because obviously we're talking about making space for ourselves, honoring ourselves, and really just learning about how it is that we can treat us better. And I think a part of that is definitely like being able to take a moment to sit with you. I'm so honored that y'all are listening to this episode and engaging with this content. I know that self-help, self-development, and all of that isn't always a easy feat. However, you being here right now in this very moment, it means so, so much to me. And I want to hold space for y'all in a intimate way for you to really just have the space that you need to truly, truly be one and find that oneness, because there's so many factors, so many aspects, so many moving parts around what's going on outside of us. Yes, we oftentimes find it difficult to just take a moment for us. And I want you to know that you have access to these practices, this power of meditation. You can do it in so many different ways. I know that pop culture presents meditation is this one nuclear black and white type experience, but no, not really. That's not what it is all the time. It is unique to the individual. It can be curated in a way that is very specific to you, but it also can be curated in a way that's helpful for the collective. And I just want to bring y'all into one collectively at this very moment, where if you have the ability to just close your eyes for a moment, and I want you to fall into the space in between your ears, the space behind your thoughts, the space behind your beliefs, the space behind that little voice inside your head, the stillness that is residing within you. Breathing through your nose for 3 seconds and out for 3. Coming back to stillness, knowing that this space is available to you at any moment, at any time. This is a true way of honoring yourself and being there with you and for you. It only takes a moment to close your eyes, tune into self, tune into you. Feel the silence. Be the silence. If you find that there are sounds, voices, things moving about in your world, you can notice them, acknowledge, but return back to you. Meditation doesn't have to be this long, drawn out thing. I already just feel way lighter from just having that one small moment for me. And I hope that it made y'all feel the same, okay? Let's go ahead and get back to the article. The damage caused by lack of self-honor. When you don't honor yourself, you let others, friends, family, partners, groups, advertising, and so on, to make decisions for you or unduly influence your choices. You may get into a career you don't love because you feel your deep preferences don't matter as much as other considerations. You get into relationships where the other person doesn't respect or honor you because you're willing to put up with that. After all, you're doing the same thing to yourself. You don't take care of your health and personal space. You binge watch TV and spend your time doing other things that aren't truly fulfilling because you feel your true interests and desires aren't that important, not worth working for, taking risks, and making sacrifices for. You hide and bury your true self because you feel no one will like, care about, or even want to be around you if you reveal your naked soul. You feel disconnected from the world and from your own life. When this goes on for months or years or decades, you suffer. You see your life happening without you. Now let's get into how self-honor can radically change your life, okay? The writer in the article says, I believe the first way honoring yourself can radically change your life is that it can lead you to be and do who you really are. As a result, your creativity, productivity, and satisfaction are likely to skyrocket. You may find, as this is happening for me, that you want to restructure your life. You'll take more risk, and your fears and uncertainties won't stop you anymore because you know that you are worthy of risk and sacrifices, and that your risk and experiments will be highly likely to pay off in the long term, if not the short term, given the energy, devotion, and authenticity you'll be bringing to them. The second way honoring yourself can radically change your life, I think, is the way that people will respond to you. Not everyone, and maybe only a few, because let's face it, authenticity can make people uncomfortable. But given the global reach and connectivity of online platforms, you're highly likely to find at least a few others who appreciate your true self and your work. People thrilled to receive your creations, people who will be delighted just to watch you living in your truth. You'll find your tribe, partly because now you're waving your own flag. They'll be able to find you. Ironically, by being fully and uniquely yourself, you'll discover belongingness that you never had before. You'll also change the world because you'll be one of the people who doesn't spend their days mirrored but in passive numbness, a person who's not easily led because you're in touch with your own truth and you care about it. You know your opinions are valid and your values are worth standing up for. You care about your own values. That's what honoring yourself means. In one sense, a consciousness of the importance of your own values, a willingness to go to bat for them. Values that in turns out aren't yours alone. In contrast, when you don't feel that your voice, your ideas, your interests and desires and your well-being and happiness matter, you unwittingly create distress in the world around you. What I mean is, on one hand, whatever aspects of yourself that you honor, you are able to accept and honor in other people as well. If you love ukulele music, let yourself love it with all the passion in your heart. You'll also be a cheerleader for other ukulele lovers. But if you judge, deny, and suppress that passion in yourself, you'll never be able to let other lovers enjoy their thing freely. Whether you are aware of it or not, intentionally or not, you will be projecting disapproval of them, and they will feel it. When you accept yourself, you accept others too, in all their glory, with all their warts. You accept that you are worthy of respect and honor simply virtue of being human. Almost automatically, you will extend that respect and acceptance to others. People around you will feel that. Their world becomes a little bit more loving because you've chosen to honor yourself and in turn them. But the converse is also true. When you fail to honor yourself, you're essentially telling every person in your world that they don't deserve honor either. You're telegraphing the belief that being human isn't enough for a person to be worthy of esteem. No, they have to do something more, something to earn it, just as you feel you do. And one more thing about failing to honor yourself and how that impacts the world. It also happens because you do in fact matter. Your choices make difference in the world, whether you realize it or not. When you don't value your potential to affect the world around you, you become the silent voice that isn't raised in protest or praise. The could have been hero that sits on their ass instead of doing what life is calling them to do. If y'all want to tune into this article, I will put it in the show notes. There are some other parts that I didn't get to, so you can read about the writer's own awakening to self-honor. You can also look into how to get there, to a point where you are honoring yourself practically. And they also offer a few suggestions about how to honor yourself. So definitely tap into that. I want to say shout out to SK Camille for making this article and making this post. It's really, really good. So in conclusion, let's talk about the dark parts. Yeah, in the article, they speak to the darker parts of ourselves by recognizing and respecting the fact that they exist rather than pretending that they don't or whitewashing or minimizing them. When you've given them light and air, now it's possible to learn them and from them. Like ghosts in the sixth sense, I believe the wounded parts of ourselves are asking for something from us. Sometimes just recognition that they exist, sometimes a healing process. Accepting that they exist honors the truth of our woundedness and makes healing possible. Wow, this is so good. Y'all definitely go and read the rest of the article. But I just love that they may mention to the not so nice parts. I have a series on my YouTube channel where I talk about my toxic traits, but I also did a love reading on my spirituality channel around healing the family trauma and healing through family issues. And I think that this really just speaks to that so candidly and so vividly. Our woundedness, yes, it exists, but it can be something that we are able to heal through. And always remember that your body is constantly shedding and regenerating on a daily basis, and you can learn from it in that very way. You can learn from your body from an energetic perspective and think like, how is it that I can shed today? What is it that I can burn in my life that is no longer serving me? How can I move closer to honoring myself and holding myself to a high regard and esteem? What substances in my life is taking me away from being able to honor myself fully? What actions, behaviors, thoughts, beliefs do I hold that are no longer conducive to what it is that I need in honoring me? These are great reflection things to dive upon and think upon. So if y'all have a journal, definitely write those down and see where your heart leads you in those areas of your life. Okay, journeys, thank y'all so much for tuning into this episode around when you've neglected to honor yourself. I want y'all to connect with us on our social media at Journey Free Podcast. Send us a DM or a comment and tell us one way that you plan to honor yourself today. We love to hear from you and continue the conversation. For y'all who haven't picked up already, I do have two YouTube channels. So if y'all enjoy visual content in addition to your audio content, come check out my YouTube. One is at Unique Terche and the other is at The Unique Journey. I would love to see your face. I would love to see your smile. I would love to see your beauty. I'm wishing y'all a happy, healthy, safe, and vibrant week ahead. That y'all are living in your fruitfulness, your vitality, and your abundance, baby. Thank y'all so much for taking the time to tune into another episode of Journey Free Podcast. This has been season 3, episode 45, and we are quickly approaching season 4. So make sure that you guys click on the support button. That way you can give as little as $1 a month to help sustain future episodes of the show. I want to shout out all of our contributors who have been giving on a consistent monthly basis so far. We really appreciate y'all so much at Journey Free Podcast. So big shout out to you. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. And everybody who's been coming back, listening to these episodes on a consistent weekly basis, y'all are also appreciated. You have now been tuned in to Journey Free Podcast, where life experiences meet conversation. I am your host, Unique Terche, and I have blessed y'all with another episode. Until next time, y'all connect with me on the interwebs, and I will be back with you guys next week for another episode. Bye, journeys.